Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
There are so many angles to what's happening with the war in Ukraine. It's difficult to do it in 8 or 9 minutes. We have Steve Witkoff heading to Russia to negotiate, and Vladimir Putin over the weekend basically saying that they can agree that what's being talked about is the basis for future agreements, which is hardly saying like we're going to make a deal. The president had set a deadline for Thanksgiving that obviously came and went. There's this talk about all of the decisions already being made about rebuilding Ukraine, and maybe that's the motivation for the president to accelerate things. Some people say he needs a political win. And then there's also this issue of corruption creating major problems within Ukraine. Then there's the conflict that's ongoing itself. So obviously a trusted, reliable voice on this is Professor Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven, joining us now on Brian and Company. Professor Schmidt, first of all, I hope your holiday went well. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much, and same to you and yours.
And thank you. And so I'm going to just start open-ended because there are so many different directions I could go. What are your general thoughts on what's going on right now?
My general thoughts to trust the Ukrainian reaction, which is sort of a sigh and a here we go again. This isn't necessarily new, but it might be different in its timing and intensity. It feels very much like we're moving into a final stage one way or the other before some kind of ceasefire, but we don't know how far out.
So, I mean, first of all, with the things that have actually been discussed between the United States and mainly Ukraine so far, right? I mean, they're going to Russia now to sort of take it to them. Is what you're seeing overly Russia-friendly?
Oh, there's no question. It's basically, as it started, the Russian position in almost in its entirety. What's frustrating to observers, what's frustrating to the Ukrainians, is that they weren't involved in those initial negotiations, and that's what feels normal to them. That's what feels like deja vu, in that this has happened before with this administration. And so they're sort of saying like, look, if you actually want a negotiation, we're willing to negotiate. We will give a lot. But you have to at least respect the process. Part of this for the Ukrainians is just process. It's just respect.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing is, like, it sounds like, okay, you're going to give up land. You're not going to join NATO. And if you don't accept the terms, you're going to lose all of our support.
Right. Which we were in that position earlier this same year. And then what happened is the president did a bold face and brought support back. And so the Ukrainians are sitting here going, is that going to happen? Have things changed? Where are we at this time? It's very hard to read this president.
So then what are you, in your opinion, is the reason for this renewed intensity? Because on the one side, I read that, the president's had a tough couple of weeks, going back to the election, and that he needs a win. And then there's other people who say, well, he really wants to focus on the rebuild of Ukraine and getting on the front end of the business opportunities there. From where you sit, stand, or whatever, why this renewed intensity?
I honestly think it's quite personal. I think that it's two things. I think for the president himself, it's coming on the backs of his enormous success so far anyway with Gaza and Israel, and that he very much is seeing this as a way to put the last big feather in his cap. He the timing, I think, is being driven by a desire to sort of sneak in under the deadline for a Nobel Prize. So I think it's very personal and very psychological in that way. I think people around him have other kinds of interests. Steve Witkoff is such an interesting guy, an interesting personality to be doing what he's doing with no real experience in the region. You know, and it raises questions about the financial incentives for doing this right now around him and around others in the Trump orbit.
Yeah, I mean, I've long said the rebuild of Ukraine is going to be a massive business opportunity because it's going to cost tens of hundreds of billions of dollars and someone's got to do it, right? And so, I mean, I think at some point, it's just strange to me that it's coming up now. Maybe there's a sense that Trump's heading toward lame duck status and they want to get it done so they can get, you know, their business interests locked in. We're talking with Matthew Schmidt, a political science professor at the University of New Haven. The thing that this, I don't want to mispronounce it, Andriy Yermak, who's been, I guess, like the chief of staff, and he's been a massive, outside of Vladimir Zelensky, probably the most prominent name and face and voice that Americans have seen over the last few years. And all of a sudden, he's gone. And, you know, we've always had these conversations and concerns about corruption in Ukraine. Can you give us some context here?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I honestly don't want to go out much on the details here, but it's
because you're not comfortable because you don't know or you don't want to have conjecture or because
I don't really want to conjecture because what happens in this region is it's just unclear exactly what's happening, right? There's not a lot of trust in the investigatory process right now, and so what it boils down to is he either is stepping back because he's guilty. And he has some sense of honor and is falling on his sword, or he's saying, you know, I need to step back and do this for the good of the country. I'm not guilty, or it doesn't matter. It's more important that we focus on the president and these kinds of negotiations and getting to some kind of sustainable ceasefire. So you know, that's just sort of where we're at. There's no question that there's been corruption in this administration. It has dogged Zelensky, you know, from day one. You had his other most powerful consigliere early on, Tymoshenko was his last, I can't remember what his first name is now, you know, stepped down also. He was this guy that was famous for driving around in an American provided, you know, Chevy Suburban that was all kitted out and things like that. So, you know, it's always been close to the presidential office. And this is another situation there. And so you know, that's why this is important. But the timing is incredible right now. And for Russia watchers, we all look out and go, oh, kompromat, which means compromising material, right? Yeah. That the Russians, you know, in theory put out there. And again, like, I don't want to say that happened. This is why I don't want to really get into this. Because we don't know. But these are sort of the three theories that are out there and in play in this world.
Yeah, it is so true because you don't know what is, you know, Russia messing with things and how much is actual corruption, and both could be true. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it is difficult. Who knows? Who knows what's true? In the short time we have left, we're talking with Matthew Schmidt, political science professor at the University of New Haven. You know, we thought the red lines for Ukraine were, you know, don't give up certain territory and don't take the chance to join NATO off the table. I mean, are they going to be forced to accept a deal if Russia does? Because Russia seems like they're doing this again. Like they're going to come close to the line, then they're going to pull back. It just seems like that's been their playbook all along. But is Ukraine going to accept the terms, and do you foresee some sort of deal in the near term?
I don't know about the near term. I think we're in a middle phase right now, and we're still working out what's going to happen. I do not think that Ukraine is going to accept the permanent legal ceding of territory right now. Their position, and again, right, it's important to keep reminding people that this is not Zelensky's decision. It has to go through a constitutional process in Ukraine, and it is by no means a done deal just because he says, you know, okay, I'm for it, which he hasn't, again, to be clear, since there's so much confusion right now. Nothing has changed yet. Nothing has happened, everybody.
Right.
So no, I don't think that they're going to do that. And that's what Russia is already signaling, saying, well, you know, then this is a beginning, but not an end. We're not really going to sign anything right now. I think the NATO question is open. I think that the Ukrainians would accept staying out of NATO. They're not going to accept staying out of NATO forever. They'll accept some kind of statement or thing like that. But also, again, right, it's not just their call, right? They can say that, but NATO can't come in, because this is what the Russian position has been, is that they've wanted NATO to say, we won't accept Ukraine. And NATO says, we don't get to do that, right? That's against our legal process. And so there's a lot of the confusion in all these points is the designed disinformation, right? It's designed to confuse the discussion that guys like us are having right now. And so when you strip all of that away, not a lot has changed today on Monday, December 1st from a month ago.
Right. Okay. We got to run. Professor, thanks as always. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.